Hey everybody, I'm Patrick Villegas.
I'm Abraham Gutierrez.
I'm Erica.
Welcome back to Things We Talk About.
Where we talk about the things that we talk about.
So how are things?
Good.
Apparently they're very loud.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, he's so dramatic.
He did say he's the most passionate.
So the most dramatic.
If that's how you interpret that, sure.
Is it looking at me?
I don't know, you got eyes. You got four of them. Use one of them.
Use one of them.
What?
Because they wear glasses?
Yeah. Do you have four eyes otherwise?
No.
She has five.
No.
A whispering eye.
Oh, yeah. I do have a whispering eye.
Yeah, there you go.
But I don't have four eyes.
No, you have five eyes. Fine, then.
All right.
All right, what?
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing. You know how this goes.
I do. Unfortunately, I do. So, we haven't recorded in a while because Boots decided to destroy the recorder.
Patrick broke it.
And we are back, baby.
That's so gross.
We fixed it by putting batteries in.
Yeah. Why is it gross saying we're back?
No, that wasn't gross.
The baby part, probably.
Yeah. It wasn't at you. It was at our listeners.
Yeah, and as
they love it.
I am speaking for them.
You can't speak for them.
By saying, gross.
That's the rudest thing you've ever said to me.
I told you. I literally just said you're going to regret it.
So, it's my turn to present.
To talk.
No, not to talk. No. If it's my turn to talk, then stop talking.
He needs to present himself.
I do need to present myself.
Go present yourself.
Baby.
That's disgusting.
Was that from you or from the listeners?
From me.
that's me. That's the rudest thing you ever said to me. All right. So imagine if you will.
No, I don't want to. What happens if I say no? Can you continue?
Yeah, I can.
Does this report stop here?
All right. Imagine if you will. That you're a woman in 1919. Are you imagining?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
1919.
Use your now whispering eye.
What happened in 1919?
Why is it so loose?
Is that like Titanic time?
I know what kind of lady you are. I know what you're about, Abraham.
Yeah, sew up my whispering
eye. I don't
know.
You're the one that's all expert on when the Titanic went down.
Yeah, I don't remember now.
Oh, well, you were an expert.
April blah, 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 something, something.
Yeah, it's like April 14th, 19, whatever.
18?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. So you're a woman in 1919.
I am a woman.
No, you're supposed to imagine you're a woman in 1919. Mm. Are you imagining?
I am imagining.
Okay, good. You lack formal education.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm
dumb.
And you've been a housewife for several years.
Oh, God. All I know how to do is cook and wash dishes and...
And pop out babies.
Pop out babies. I'm just a baby-making cooking machine.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
And suddenly your husband falls ill. You now have to step up and do his job.
Up to the streets?
What does he work?
To the streets.
And
you have no training.
No training.
Okay. And only have what you've observed and discussed with him prior to his ailment. This would be a stressful situation for anyone, let alone for the first female president of these United States,
what?
Edith Wilson.
But who is she?
Edith Wilson.
The first female president
of the United States.
That's not
are
such
we
thing.
Living in the same universe?
We are. Surprisingly, we are.
Wait,
this
was
is
she like
was
president for like a day?
I was like,
she was like,
dude,
murdered?
This is crazy because I think everyone should genuinely know about this.
Like legitimate president?
We'll get into it. Okay?
So then no.
But
so
yes.
Illegitimate.
No, but yes.
No, but yes.
She
no,
was the president yes. of a town.
Okay. She was inside the body of a man controlling
it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So Edith Bowling was born October 15th, 1872.
Did she invent bowling?
She did.
Nice.
Did she really?
She's the president of bowling.
Oh, yeah.
That's
awesome.
What it is. President of the bowling of the United States.
And then the
this
United
bitch.
States bowling team in Get Whiteville, on. Virginia. She was a direct descendant. Oh, okay. This, you, Abraham, I forgot to put this in the header. Your story on Rosa something something
mm-hmm.
inspired me.
Rosa Parks.
Like, not Rosa Parks. inspired me. The Russian sniper that you
did. Yeah.
Inspired me to look up like little to lesser known people in history. And I kind of focused on like unknown, like badass women of history.
Mm-hmm.
So my next couple of reports are going to be unknown badass women of history.
Very nice.
So starting with the first president.
Can I be one of them?
First female president of the United States. Be a badass. And then yes. She, Edith Bowling,
uh-huh.
was a direct descendant of another badass woman of history, Matuaka, better known as
Pocahontas.
Holy crap.
Yeah. the blemish
and
all
of
this.
Did you look up how to pronounce that?
No.
Okay.
So you just butchered it?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
So you just butchered
Pocahontas, if you're out there, let us know.
Oh, now you're going to get haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, God, no.
She's going to come let you know at night.
Damn it, this is the worst.
How are you?
You're getting haunted.
Wow.
So speaking of racism, the blemish to all of this is that Edith's family were huge supporters of the Confederate Army in the Civil War.
Ooh.
And were super pro-slavery.
Ooh.
So they owned tons of slaves, and their primary income was from their several plantations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to get too into that, because that's a whole thing that, like, that's a whole topic all on its own, and I'm not going to do that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. Edith had a bunch of siblings. Her brothers, of course, received traditional educations, as they did in the time. You know, women were kind of a subclass. But also, surprisingly, her sisters also received a traditional education. However, Edith's early education came from her grandmother. Grandma Anne had a damaged spine and was bedridden, and it was Edith's job to tend to her, bathe her, change her sheets, and help her eat. And excuse me.
Did she?
Was she the oldest?
Break her
no,
back?
She was not the oldest. She was, I think, the youngest or near that. Hmm. It wasn't. I didn't find that. I didn't research too much into Grandma Anne because she's prevalent in the early stages of Edith's life, but not necessarily later. I'm assuming she dies.
Mm.
Maybe somebody stepped on a crack.
Maybe. They did. Yeah, not somebody.
I bet you it was
Edith's
spinal.
Mom. Or Edith's dad. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Edith's dad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can step. Men can step on cracks too.
Yeah.
Yeah. and turn her to, you know, help her eat and turn her to prevent bed sores. So during this time, she was taught to read and write and speak French and English and like a mixture of the two, like how to do it fluent, like blend fluently.
French Grish.
Yes.
Nice.
She was also taught all the like lifetime experiences from Grandma Anne. And as she got a little older, a tutor was brought in for Edith.
How can you teach a lifetime experience? What do you mean?
You tell her all about the things that you've learned, like they spent all day together.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's all that information that Grandma Anne had learned and passed on. Like, it's, you can definitely teach lifetime experiences.
Isn't everything a lifetime experience?
Yes, but
so
I mean,
she
there
just
are
taught her.
It, she shared her experiences.
Yeah, but it's all experiences. Like,
okay, she's not like, oh, this one time I took a dump and it hurt. Don't eat fucking too fast or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, she's not sharing everything with her.
Yeah, but everything that is shared is an experience, so you can't say
she's passing on the experiences that she gathered in her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like everyone does.
Not like everyone,
everyone does.
Not like everyone does. Yeah. Not everyone passes on their lifetime experiences to me.
At least once. I remember telling you a story one time at least. I must have told you something.
Yeah, you have, but not everybody does that to me. Like, the guy walking across the street right now is not sharing his lifetime experiences with me. Not everyone does that for a person.
Did you ask him?
Yes. He said no. He said that he
don't
heard,
ask me about my lifetime
yeah, exactly.
experiences.
They're mine
you
and mine alone.
Figure them out.
Yeah. So yeah, it's
an experience.
It's a very important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have you. I know you do. You have a special relationship with your grandparents, just like I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important thing.
Yeah,
I don't understand why you're tearing this apart.
No, because I'm like wondering. It's just, it's what family members do. So it's just you're like. It's named something else.
Her parents didn't do it.
Because they weren't around.
They are around. They're in the house. They're there.
Oh.
But that's what I'm saying.
She
had a very important relationship with her grandmother. She spent all day with her, took care of her, and you know, the grandmother's knowledge was passed on to her. Mm-hmm. And it's a non-traditional education.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's weird to me because, like, my dad, you know, he tells me stories. I wouldn't say, oh, my dad passed on his lifetime experiences. I just, oh, yeah, my dad told me this cool story.
He absolutely passes on his experiences all the time.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, I'm saying that's not what we call it.
You should.
I guess I should. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was so...
He's teaching you things. That's passing on knowledge. So when 15, her father sent her to a girls' finishing school. Edith hated it and was a terrible student. So she said the curriculum was too hard, the rooms were too cold, and the food was bad, and the whole situation was intimidating. And this all just really blows. So the school said Edith was ill-prepared, inattentive, and undisciplined. So Edith left after one semester and returned home to her tutoring.
Because you wouldn't fall in line.
She wouldn't fall in line, yeah. Like, they did not, it was not a good fit on either side. 2 years later, she was enrolled in another school, and this time it was a very different experience. Better prepared and older, Edith says that the time spent at this school was possibly the happiest of her life.
She went to the school for the gifted with Professor X.
Umbrella Academy.
Okay, she went there
that,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's jumping school, so probably.
Yeah, she went to both, yeah. Unfortunately, the school closed at the end of the year, so back home she went. This time, there was no further education because money was tight. This is after the war and everything, so slavery is abolished, and now the kind of plantation is kind of failing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And her dad decided to educate only the boys, because you gotta pick. So her sister had married and lived in Washington. Edith visited
DC
her.
DC or state?
DC.
Okay.
Edith visited her. And she was introduced to Norman Galt, a successful jeweler. The two... What?
In my head, you didn't finish that word. A successful Jew.
Oh.
Wow.
That's
why
I was like, oh, man. I'm surprised you said it.
The two fell in love and were married. In 1903, Edith gave birth to a son. The birth was difficult and damaging. It left Edith unable to have any more kids, and sadly, her son lived only for a couple of days.
Aw, how sad.
Mm-hmm. 6 years later, her husband would also pass away, leaving Edith in charge of his holdings, savings, and debts. The sizable income left to her was enough to pay the debts, hire managers to run the business, or businesses, mm-hmm. and take a tour of Europe. So in 1915, Edith was introduced to President Woodrow Wilson, by his cousin, Helen...
Pet president?
What?
Did you say pet president?
I mispronounced president and then corrected it to president.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, pet president?
Yeah, he was the pet president.
President of the pets?
Mm-hmm. introduced to pet president Woodrow Wilson by his cousin, Helen Woodrow Bones. And the two hit it
Woodrow
off...
Woodrow Bones?
Woodrow Bones.
Oh, my God.
That's a good mm-hmm. porn name.
Oh, yeah. And the two hit it off right away. They found comfort in each other as both had lost a spouse.
See?
So
it's slowly turning into a porno.
Yeah, Helen Bones was actually the representative, like the customer service person at the White House at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, hey, lady, go shack up with my cousin. And it fucking worked out. Like they hit it off like super, super well. so the president proposed shortly after meeting her. But because of his role and rumors that he had cheated on his wife before she passed with Edith, she decided that she would observe a year of mourning for the former first lady. And only after that time could they continue their relationship and be married.
That's classy.
Yeah, which they were on December 18th, 1915.
Oh, my God.
Damn. So, like, and they didn't,
birthday?
Like, they weren't, like, in communication with each other?
No, they were. They were still talking and they, you know,
no
all of
kissy
that.
Kissy face.
But they were, yeah, she observed the year and that was it.
Wow,
yeah.
A weave.
So as First Lady during World War I, Edith helped the war effort by using her position to influence the American people to not use gas or drive on Sundays, not eat meat on Mondays, and not use wheat on Wednesdays. So she was like, no
wheat Wednesdays.
Yeah,
meat
was like,
Mondays, wheat Wednesdays.
No wheat
That's
Wednesdays.
Exactly what she called them. Yeah.
Really?
No gas Sundays.
No wheat Wednesdays.
No meat Mondays. And like, you know, no Taco Tuesdays, but nobody went for that. Yeah. And no Wheat Wednesdays.
That's so, why there's that gap.
Yeah. And so that's what it was. It was to help rationing during the war.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And during wartime, she also refused to waste money on yard workers and frivolous aesthetics. So instead, she let her sheep graze on the White House lawn to keep the grass short, and then auctioned the sheep's wool and donated the earnings to the Red Cross.
Damn. It's
fucking cool, right? Mm-hmm. Man.
Fucking smart.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy smart.
So she accompanied the president on trips to Europe to discuss peace, which was not, they didn't do that before. Like the ladies, they were second class citizens, so they were not like invited to that position of power. There are royals in Europe that are, but they're looked at very differently. They're like literal royalty, so they're like queens and shit. So mm-hmm. it's a very different hierarchy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and she was there to sign the Treaty of Versailles and rub elbows with the fancy pants of European royalty. And this helped build relations between the powers. So she legitimately was that bridge. Like, she could go and be like, oh my God, I love your dress, you know, and like fucking make a personal connection rather than just a political one.
Yeah.
So it sounded really, from everything I read, it sounded really cool the way she kind of, she was one of the first people to like do that.
Mm-hmm. She friend zoned them first.
Yeah, legitimately. Yeah.
Nice.
So October 1919, President Wilson has a massive stroke and is bedridden. He's now paralyzed on his left side and is barely coherent. And all of this is kept from everyone except those very close to the president. So, like, even the cabinet and shit didn't know what was going on.
So it's time for a weekend at Bernie's.
Dude, yes. It is legitimately weekend at Bernie's time. So Edith tells everyone, Congress included, that the president needs his rest. And so she'll be acting as the go-between for the president. She'll deliver documents and inform the president and information to the president, excuse me. So there's no need for Congress or anyone else to check on him. He has a full-time doctor and his wife, so he's in good hands.
Hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Everyone,
pretty much telling everyone, I got this shit.
Everyone just accepts it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't question the lady,
and
the first lady.
And she begins her presidency.
But unofficially.
It's technically unofficially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because legal, it's illegal for her to assume the presidency in that way.
Yeah.
But she, like, even in the word, like, you'll see towards the end, but, like,
she grabbed his hand with a pen in his hand and signed documents like
you
that.
You will see in this story.
Oh.
Who was vice president at that time?
No, I don't know. I didn't look any of that up. Oh. I have no idea who else is
it
there.
It doesn't matter.
Like, he's on vacation. He must be, because if I were him, I'd be like, hey, isn't it my turn?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you'd be, yeah, you'd jump at the fucking opportunity.
Yeah. So laws are passed under her. Decisions are made by her, and she would make decisions directly, even though it's later said that she didn't, mm-hmm. but she would. And if anyone pushed her, she would say, okay, I'll run it by the president. Like, all right, guys, sure.
Never, yeah.
I'll see what he says. And then she goes.
She just
on
does a 360.
Honey, this guy's asking this. And then she, oh, yes, whatever my wife says. And then she's like, oh, okay, fuck off, guy. Like, that's legitimately what she's like, all right, I'll just check with him.
Yeah.
Then come back. Oh, I put it here. And then come back and be all, oh, yeah, he says it's cool and stop being a dick. So to show that the president was in good health and was still running things, she legitimately had the president dressed and put in a chair in the Oval Office. And as he was paralyzed on his left side, she held down pieces of paper, put pens in his hand, and he had him pretend to sign them. Like, they took a photo like that to pretend to sign them.
Fucking knew it.
So this lowered the number of requests to physically see the president and to meet directly with him, because it's now they can see that he's fine.
And he was alive, yes.
He's sitting there holding a pen. Everything's okay.
Exactly. Like, he's signing documents and shit, you know? So Edith,
he just looks a little half sad.
Yeah. Edith says that she herself was a steward and not actually the president.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that she herself made no decisions except to determine which issues were important enough to be brought to the president. But she kind of has to say that, because it would be super illegal to just become the president and represent your decisions as his.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you to decide whether she was president. In my eyes, she was legitimately the first female president of the United States.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Yeah. She, as First Lady, changed what that title meant. Joining the president and standing side by side with him empowered her position and enforced the First Lady's position of power with the European royals. And during her time as president, she dismissed a member of Wilson's cabinet because he had meetings without the president or Edith in attendance. She refused a foreign representative into the U.S. unless he dismissed one of his aides who was known to talk shit about Edith.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
She filled out paperwork, added notes and suggestions to matters of national significance. She was granted access to top secret information, shown how to decode secret encoded messages. Wow. But more importantly, she showed strength and pride not only in her marriage, but also in her nation by protecting the president and stepping into a role which is at best overwhelming. She stood as a shield for her husband, and to me, this makes her a badass chick from history.
Hell yeah. Wow. Like in his moment of weakness, she's like, no, 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 everything's cool.
Fucking got this, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, excuse me. Her president ended when President Wilson left office a year and a half later.
Mm-hmm.
So she was president for a year and a half.
I was actually, that yeah. was what I was going to ask is how long did she president about?
Yeah.
Not president about though.
Exactly. So for a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in that time, like she made peace treaty. She made the world a better place pretty much.
She,
by
yes.
all this, doing all these things.
Yes.
In his name.
Things, it's that's what one of the things that I saw on like YouTube or some shit where they were like, nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, wow.
She ran the country. Things were good. It was after wartime, so it was a prosperous time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bad happened. Like, no one died. No one, nothing. Like, she legitimately ran the fucking country as effectively as him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Edith was present and stood by President Roosevelt for the declaration of war the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Yeah. She attended the inauguration of President John F. Kennedy. Like, she was invited to these things because she was a political power.
Yeah.
And on December 28th, 1961, the same day she was to be the guest of honor at a dedication ceremony for the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, she died of congestive heart failure.
Aww.
Oh, no way.
This would have been her husband's 105th birthday.
Aww.
So it's wow. a very short wow. report, but chick is badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edith Wilson.
Edith Bowling Wilson. Yes.
Jeez. What a badass. Yeah. Running the mm-hmm. fucking country and not getting any credit. Not even like being like, hey, so guess what?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like,
you'd imagine at a later age, you'd be like, oh, you know what? Fuck it.
They're what are they going to do? Yeah, what are they going to do?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, it was super illegal at the time, but what the fuck? Like, okay, lock me up then. You know,
yeah.
Like she would have admitted it by then,
but that could
that's how modest she is.
Yeah. Well, that's how modest she is, and it could potentially damage her husband's reputation. I mean, what decisions, you know.
But is it, okay, just because it's in question if she did,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't that have the same effect?
No, because it's different if it's official. If she comes out and like, yeah, he was a vegetable for the last bit of his
well,
life.
Well, I mean, don't go that far and say he was a vegetable, though.
Well, if he can't do anything. I mean, he's like, barely coherent.
He was sick.
Okay, fine. He was sick.
Yeah.
He was asleeping,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know, for the last year and a half, and I've been running things.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, well, it's that whole presentation thing. I mean, then... Before that, what decisions did she make and what decisions did he make? And like when laws and stuff are passed, it can, I assume, be called into question. I don't exactly know how it all works, but I imagine if they're like, hey, this law that is potentially helping people now was made not by the president, not by, you know, it was misrepresented. I'm sure it can be called into question and be like, okay, well, we're fucking voting again or whatever. And it's like when a serial killer gets a second trial, you know,
mm-hmm.
like it could probably go the same way, but it also very well may not.
I don't know.
Yeah. But even still, I mean, her husband passed and she lived on and she did all kinds of political shit afterwards, you mm-hmm. know? And, I would imagine that even if she, like, I'm sure she felt pride for what she did, 'cause she should, rightfully so. But I imagine that you kind of want to honor your husband, you know, he did yeah. his thing and it's through out of modesty. Yes, you still feel pride, but your outward appearance would be very Yeah, that's the right word, modest. Mm-hmm. And saying, you know, he did a fantastic job and I helped.
Nice.
Yeah. But I have never heard of her, never heard of any of this. And it's just crazy to me. Like that, when I heard that, I was like, dude, how is she not recognized for what she did?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it makes sense that, yes, it would have been illegal for her to do exactly what she did do. But I mean,
what she allegedly did.
What she allegedly did, sure.
Yeah.
But I mean,
because now
she legitimately did that.
Now you're making it look bad then.
I'm not making it look bad. I think it's fucking awesome.
No, it is awesome. But, you know, because the whole questioning whether the thing I had just mentioned.
Yeah,
fuck.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's badass of her if she allegedly did do it, which I'm pretty sure she did.
Yeah.
But allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay, sure. Allegedly then, fine.
That's so fucking
but
cool,
dude,
man.
Imagine
running the
that
fucking country.
To like, it's Congress. Congress is like, the that's where the power is in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to just be like, yeah, settle down, guys. Like, that's fucking legit. And then to like dismiss people and get like, the president says, you can fuck right off, guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, fucking have to because
the president said so, yeah.
Yeah, like that's badass to be like, he's going behind our backs and it's our backs now, not the president's back. He's not plotting against the president. He's plotting against the first family. Like that's nuts to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then to be descended from Pocahontas is pretty fucking cool in of itself. And to create like personal connections with European royals after World War I is a big thing. You know, it's
huge
to kind of,
yeah,
exactly. Like just all of it. I didn't find tons more, but there is a lot more.
Yeah.
Her home where she was raised, it's still there. And she had it, not willed, I guess, because it was when she was alive still, but she had it turned into a memorial museum for her husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's like, those buildings that they,
it's like a national,
can't do anything, so
like not
it's a
landmark,
like a monument,
yeah, monument, something like that.
Yeah.
She had it done that,
like the homestead over here.
Yeah,
exactly. The what's it called?
The homestead.
It's
I don't know.
Homestead. Yeah, it literally is called the Homestead Museum.
Yeah.
But La Puente family, whatever. Yeah, that.
So you can like go right now and go over there. See where she lived and all that.
Yeah.
Take a little tour.
That's cool. And she sent, like, to that museum, she sent, like, documents that she and the president had signed, like, original things and stuff from the White House. Like, she had her foot in the door, you know? So, like, to send them actual what would be artifacts, you know, in time. Like, so it's cool that she
from
did that.
From the president. Definitely not me.
Exactly. Yeah. Signed to the president. Guess which one, you know?
Guess which one.
But yeah, I just think it's really impressive that she stood up, man.
What number president was Woodrow Wilson?
Oh, I don't know. I'm bad at the presidents, man.
Let's see.
Not the first one.
Definitely not that.
Not the last one.
Not the last one.
Let's guess.
Woodrow.
Okay.
8.
32nd.
You're closer.
Oh, shit.
He was the 28th U.S. president.
Oh,
so she's
go.
28.5,
yeah. There you go.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We need to add that in the little fucking
calendar for sure.
I
agree, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think she should get a day. She gave the nation a year and a half.
Yep.
She should get a fucking day.
Maybe she has the day.
She might have a day. I don't know. They have Beer Day. I'm sure they have Edith
Wilson
President Day.
Yeah. No, but it says Edith Wilson allegedly President Day.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say President's Day is partially her day as well.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The
if
last
you
half.
Helped run. Okay. This is where I'm like.
From 9 to midnight, that's Edith's time.
I want to say this, but. Then it also, it's like, if you help run this country, yes, President's Day is you.
Mm-hmm.
But our current
mm-hmm.
president, that's why I'm like,
Yeah, you said what you said, Abraham.
I did.
You said what you said.
I did.
No, she doesn't have a day.
But it's to commemorate Edith, though.
Yeah. I mean, you got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
You have to.
But damn, dude, interesting. What a badass. I never knew. Like, that's, well, I mean, that's super cool, but I also do imagine fucking Weekend at Bernie's, like, for that year and a half.
That's the thing. Like, she has a book. I haven't read it, but I read a little excerpt from it, and she says it like, he was able to get into the chair, and we had to wheel him there, and you know, all of that stuff. But like, this happened.
He was still able to get up, say yes and no.
Yeah, other people were like, no, yeah, she put the pen in his hand. And, you know what I mean? She dressed him and like held the paper. And I mean, that's that kind of thing. Like, there was no, he was not there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially at that time, she had to do that. Like, what's the other option? Just fucking let weakness show and.
Exactly. Exactly.
Then who knows what might have happened.
Mm-hmm. She literally changed the course of history. It's just so cool to be able to put your stamp on that.
Yeah.
In you that put your kind stamp of on way.
It, but not a lot of people know about it. That's what's fucking crazy to
me. I have never heard of her. Yeah. This is the type of history. These are the things. This is why I like this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the things that I would like to have learned in school. Like, this stuff would have made school much more interesting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And I just...
But they only teach you what they want you to know.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck about history in school until I started doing my own research. Then I was like, dude, cool things fucking happened.
Yeah, because I remember I hated history in high school. Yeah. Hated it.
Like, Chris Columbus. Yeah. Who gives a fuck, man?
Yep.
Like, not only is it boring, but it's not fucking true to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, not only that, but I think the real story is much more interesting, tragic as it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more interesting. And that's the stuff, like, it's the real history. So why the hell aren't we learning that in school?
Yep. It's a conspiracy, man. It's bleeding into my area now. But man, awesome fucking report, dude.
Thank you.
It was really fucking
sorry
good.
That it's short, but I think it
was very informative and
it hit what it needed to hit.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just think the story it speaks for itself. I didn't need to church it up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Her story and especially is badass as if we're going to be having a lot of like different female badasses.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of got to keep it short to keep it like interesting too. We don't want to burn everyone out.
See,
I was going to do
two ladies this week, but...
Oh, nice. Well, high five.
But after this, I was like, no, one's enough.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like, no, like, I don't want to, like, crowd it because this is a really cool story.
Yeah.
And the next one's a really cool story.
Yeah. So you want to let it breathe and have its own moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want to take away her thunder.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Her lightning or her thunder.
I need to find a female murderer.
Ooh, there's plenty.
I know.
I'm sure there are. Do a report on that lady that chopped that dude's dick off.
Lorena Bobbitt?
Mm-hmm. And threw it out the car window?
Yeah.
While she was driving away?
Yep.
She just...
Oh, never mind. You don't need a do report. You already fucking know it all.
Yeah. Wow. That was a big story in our lifetime, man.
Yeah.
No, don't sully the first lady with road penis, you know?
I won't. But it's funny though, like when they went back to go look for the penis,
they were like, they can't find it. Sucks for you, guy.
No, they say that there is a picture of one of the police officers, like next to it, just pointing at it.
Oh, fuck. That's like, funny.
There it is.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you pick it up. I'm not going to pick it up. Oh, man. Well, good shit.
And
man.
They take
it was short,
they take
but it
out
was
the
good.
Tongs to pick it up and they got to click them.
Yeah. That's how you
it
test
it. It was
them.
Sewn back on.
With a test click.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
And made bigger later on.
Oh, what a fucking cheater.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what it takes, wear your knives, Patrick. Make them bigger. Yeah, but good stuff, man.
Thank you. Good stuff. So that's all I got for this week. So if you guys have some badass ladies of history that you want me to report or want us to report about.
Wow, just you.
Let us know.
Patrick's taking the wheel on it.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, I started it, but whatever. He took over.
That's why I said let us. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let us know.
Patrick introduced you to them.
I guess so.
Let us know over at twtapod@gmail.com or over on Instagram.
TW? Wait, is
you it?
It
is TW.
What's our podcast name?
Our podcast.
T Hey,
Abraham, what's the name of that podcast that I'm on?
TWTA at the IG.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, wait. TWTA pod. TW?
TWTA pod. That sounds on Instagram. Wrong.
Things we talk about.
I know, but like the W, when I said it, it didn't sound like W.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No.